100.7 WHUD. Happy Monday morning to you. The time is 8:47.
Have you heard of this kid, Carter Wilkinson, now popularly known as Nugget Boy? The 16-year-old Nevada native thought it would be funny to ask his favorite fast food restaurant how many retweets it would take to get him a year's worth of free chicken nuggets. So, Carter, how did you get so many retweets of your original tweet?
You know, I ask myself that question every day, too. So, really, I think it was a combination of timing, the fact that it was so, like, random and weird, and just since the limit was so high that people just said, hey, why not? But it's really interesting to see that my tweet is now the number one compared to some other people, so I don't know, it's funny.
So what exactly did you tweet?
So it started out, I tweeted at Wendy's and I said, yo, at Wendy's, how many retweets for a year of free chicken nuggets? And then they responded pretty quickly saying 18 million. And at the time, 18 million is like, that was like the five times the previous record. So I kind of took it as a joke saying, consider it done. And because I didn't think I could get to even like 100. So then I put it out there, and it started going up and up and up, and it got kind of crazy, and here we are today.
And is it still being retweeted?
Yeah, it's still going up pretty good. I think it's almost at 3.6. It's like 20,000 away from 3.6.
3.6 million retweets.
Yep.
Okay, now, are you going to get a year's worth of free chicken nuggets?
Yep. Wendy's did say they'll be sending me a year of free chicken nuggets. I don't know how it's going to come, but hopefully I get like a pass or something that has like my name on it, and then I can just show it, and they know.
And are you really that into their nuggets?
Oh, yeah. They're definitely my favorite.
And so even though you didn't reach the 18 million yet, you're going to get the free nuggets. That's cool.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty nice of them to share some, even though I didn't get their goal.
Yet.
Yet. Yeah, maybe, who knows, maybe in the next month or two, I'll rock it up to 18 million.
So, I heard about you on the news the other day that before you, Ellen DeGeneres was the most retweeted person on the planet, but now it's you.
Yep, hers was pretty good, too. She had 3.3 or something, and that was, like, the closest one to her was, like, 2.5. So, even if I did get to her, it would have been an absolute, it still is an absolute, like, crazy thing for me to think that I'm on that level.
Have you been on the show yet? Has she invited you over?
Yeah, I actually went probably 2 or 3 weeks ago now when we were pretty close, and she kind of promoted the rivalry between me and her, and it was kind of funny. She seemed pretty mad, like I was going to take her record, and she was threatening me, and she gave me some TV and some of her Ellen underwear, and she tried to bribe me, saying that she'd take it if I didn't if I passed her. So she might be coming to my house to try to take it, hopefully.
What's your big dream for life now that you've had a little taste of fame?
Hey, who knows? Maybe I can be the next Wendy spokesperson or something, or maybe in the next commercial. I don't know. That's what my hopes are, but I don't know. If not, I'll just live my normal life, probably, and be known as the Nugget Boy for the rest of my life.
The Nugget Boy.
Nugget Boy.
Oh, good for him. You know, he did it on kind of a whim and made out like a bandit. A lot of publicity. He got on national TV and the Mike and Casey show.
Right. Things are really looking up for him now.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, you tweeted him and I tweeted him, and he wouldn't retweet either one of us.